Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
It's about Sheikh Abbas Qummi. May Allah keep his rest in soul. Sheikh Abbas Qummi is the author of the indispensable book of du'as and supplications called Mafatihul Janan, that means keys to the heavens. He was a man of great piety and a sincere lover of the Prophet and his progeny. Such was his faith and conviction that one day when his son was very ill, he took a glass of water and after mixing the water with his finger, he gave it to his son to drink, saying, "Drink this, my son. You will soon be better because with this hand I have written many ahadith and traditions of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them." One of the senior scholars of Najaf once said to Sheikh Abbas Qummi, "My foot is constantly hurting me. Please pray for me." The Sheikh replied, "If I say I will pray for you, it's possible that my prayer may not be answered if I have uttered something sinful in the past. However, I will pass my hand over your foot because with this hand I have written many ahadith of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, and inshallah, Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, will effect a cure for you." When he began to compile the Mafatih, some scholars of Qom, the city of Qom, advised him to use his vast knowledge to write explanatory notes on some of the complicated books instead. "Are you just sitting writing a book of du'as?" they asked. He replied, "I will continue writing the Mafatih, and I have dedicated its rewards to the soul of Lady Fatima, peace be upon her. And with her blessings, it will become Mafatihul Jinan, keys to the gardens of paradise." One day he was sitting contemplating in the graveyard of Wadi As-Salam in Najaf, in Iraq, where many great personalities are buried. He saw that some people had just buried a man. Suddenly, for a brief moment, the veils were lifted from before his eyes, and he saw angels descending from the heavens with whips of fire with which they began to strike the dead man. He started to scream and shriek in pain, but none of the mourners heard or saw anything unusual. There was a man sitting near the grave reciting Quran, and another was distributing dates and fruits, and another was weeping, but none saw what was happening to that man. However, the terrible sight that the Sheikh saw in those brief moments made him ill for one whole week.
We seek refuge from Satan the Cursed in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Lantern from iRab English Radio. This is Zaidat Musavi, and what we do in this program is to talk about different religious stories and their moral themes and lessons that we as Shia are supposed to learn and make use of them in our daily life. Well, the story we just listened to is about one of the most famous Shia scholars who the Shia schools is so much indebted to. Hajj Sheikh Abbas al-Qummi rahmatullah alayh was the embodiment of abstinence and piety. He was second to none in the training of oneself, being aware of the religious laws, trying to follow the infallible Ahlul Bayt alayhum as-salam in worship, obedience, caution in speech, and keeping every aspect of oneself away from the prohibitions. Sheikh Abbas al-Qummi rahmatullah alayh was exemplary among all scholars in the practical ethics too. He ate very little and slept very little and wrote a lot. and he spent all of his time writing hadith. Perhaps these few characteristics can be considered for Sheikh Abbas al-Qumi as mystic, knowledgeable, aesthetic and far from position and fame and fortune, scholar and doer, researcher and finally translator and author. The most prominent book of Sheikh Abbas al-Qumi is Mafatih al-Jinan, that is the keys of heavens, as we just said, and it is the most common dua book among Shias. It is a collection of du'as, munajats, ziyarat, and special acts for the days of the year and the month, and religious customs that have been narrated from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Shia imams and Muslim scholars as well. As we said, it has been translated into many languages like English, French, Turkish, Urdu, and Spanish. And in addition to Mafatih al-Jinan, he also penned several important books as well. And they include Safinat al-Bihar, Nafas al-Mahmum, Muntaha al-Amal, and Manazil al-Akhirah. Many of these have been translated into English, including Nafas al-Mahmum, which is an account of the tragedy of Karbala. Okay, now let's have a short break and we will be back very soon.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Welcome back, dear audience. Well, the esteemed author of Al-Zarih, that is Sheikh Agha Buzurg Tehrani rahmatullah alayh, says regarding Haj Sheikh Abbas al-Qumi rahmatullah alayh, "I found this character to be a role model, possessing great knowledge. He bore a quality that made everyone who came to him like him. His behavior was excellent and his demeanor very humble. His personality was noble and honorable and had the rare combination of knowledge and piety and strict abstinence. I stayed with him for a good period and was therefore close to him." Sheikh Abbas al-Qumi rahmatullah alayh was always involved in teaching and training and wrote extensively with such interest that nothing could deter him from continuing this good work. In 1359, Sheikh Abbas, rahmatullah alayh, passed away in the city of Najaf. His funeral prayer were led by Ayatollah Sayyid Abu al-Hasan Isfahani, and he was laid to rest in the courtyard of Imam Ali alayhi salam's holy shrine. May Allah bless the soul of this great man and give us the honor to serve him just like this great servant. Okay, dear listeners, it seems that our time for this episode of Lantern has come to its end. I really hope that you have enjoyed this episode. And until another one, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This very same scholar, Sheikh Abbas al-Qumi, he has another very important book, a very beautiful book, by the name of Manazil al-Akhirah, the phases of the Akhirah, the phases of the afterlife. And he comes and he talks about what happens immediately after a person dies and what phases a person goes through. This book, he wrote it, and it went out, it was published. In Iran, in Qom, he lived in Qom, there was a masjid by the name of Masjid Imam al-Hasan al-Askari. This masjid is still there. It's close to the shrine of Sayyida Ma'suma. There was a speaker who used to go up on the minbar and every day he would open the book of Shaykh Abbas al-Qummi, Manazil al-Akhirah, the phases of the afterlife, and he would read a few pages, and people around the masjid, they hear this book is being read, and very useful information is being recited, is being read to the people, to the masses. So one day, the father of Shaykh Abbas al-Qummi, he comes to his son. He tells him, "Oh my dear son, you're sitting and you're writing books. I want you to write a book like that Shaykh that is reciting. He's reading from a book that is very beautiful. And he's talking about the Day of Judgment and he's talking about the Akhirah. Why don't you write a book like that book?" Shaykh Abbas al-Qummi, that speaker was reading from the book of Shaykh Abbas al-Qummi. But Shaykh Abbas al-Qummi, he doesn't tell his father that that book is my book that you're impressed with. That is my book. He doesn't tell his father. He tells his father, "Inshallah." What does this show? This shows that his writing and his action and his deeds were for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wasn't doing it so other people look at him and other people say, "Mashallah, what this person has done." And this is the importance of intention. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب